Today in Florida Ag News from the Southeast AgNet, estate taxes may currently be repealed, but Adam Basford, National Affairs Coordinator with the Florida Farm Bureau Federation, says they will come back with a vengeance starting January 1st of 2011 with a 55% rate and only a $1 million exemption.
And especially when you look at the kind of operations we have in Florida, the land values we have in Florida, that's untenable. It will really make it to where our farmers and ranchers across the state are losing their operations when someone passes away. And so we really need reform to keep those farms in business for the long term. It's just not sustainable when you've got a $1 million exemption and a 55% rate.
Basford says they are working to make the estate tax reasonable for those in the agricultural industry.
Obviously, we would love to see full repeal of this estate tax. We think that it should go to zero. These farmers have already paid taxes on this. They've already worked their entire lives to build up a livelihood and a business. Politically, that's not going to happen this year. We've seen that many times. It's just not going to happen with the budget shortfalls and everything like that. But we think that by getting a low enough rate and a high enough exemption that we can really cover most of agriculture in the state and really make it to where it lessens its impact dramatically.
And with the calendar days getting short, Basford says they are working on an initiative to put estate taxes to rest by pushing through a proposal currently in the Senate.
The proposal by Senator Lincoln and Senator Kyle would have a $5 million exemption per person and a 35% rate. And that would really exempt most of agriculture in Florida and get a really big piece of the pie taken care of. And we're excited about that, and we're trying to get our members engaged to tell both their senators, and it'll have to pass the House as well, and to talk to their House members about that.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.